But we're in the final tour dates of our hometown handshake tour. Fall starts in 6 days. This is a summertime fun event. So we commemorate it, ladies and gentlemen, by celebrating all that we've gleaned from you. It is our Tuesday morning.
Sad.
Top 10. It's our Tuesday top 10, and it is from the writing staff there in the home office, who really you don't want to touch or shake their hand at all, actually. We just keep them sequestered. No,
I
mean, and they just.
I don't think that's a concern. They're pretty socially awkward.
The fluorescent lighting maybe hopefully has affected you. It is our Tuesday top 10 here, the top 10 things that we have learned during the 2025 Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour that has taken us, man, all the way, like, north of Possum Kingdom, down to the far southeast, and all in betwixt and in between.
All the places your jorts will go.
This is our Tuesday top 10. The top 10 things that we have learned, all of us, during this 2025 Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour, such as...
Number 10.
Burleson and Cleburne will never, ever fully get along, no matter what.
What's going on?
Pride and
rivalry and football and everything else. Yeah. Yeah. Burleson usually whoops our butt behind, but you know, it's whatever.
Since Doris, right there, proud Cleburne native, but
she's got resentments.
And she's right. It was 57-14, Burleson. Mm.
All right.
Never going to happen.
Number nine,
though, through the gripping and the grinning, some of y'all been using moisturizer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Some soft paws there, kids. Well, you need to know this for goat milking time, you know? Never know. Yeah, put the lotion in the basket.
Number eight,
on the flip side, some of you obviously can crush an entire full beer can with one hand, and some of us bruise easily.
Ken Buckner.
Not saying.
Number seven,
this one has been far more successful than the handshake tour that we did back during COVID. That was...
Number six.
6 feet away, that's not fun.
Number six... thing we've learned during this Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. Honestly, a lot of things about the show from you. You've said amazingly nice things about the specific things. Like you told us you love the Donald, you love W.
And W. That, yeah. I love it when he comes on. I'm like, wonder if that's really
that's funny.
How do you guys do that?
How do you do it?
Last Friday, somebody was talking about they love the flashback, even like not necessarily the news. Yet nobody has mentioned once the Tuesday morning top 10. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, my sports reports aren't on there either.
I'm glad
Come
there's
on.
Five more of these on this list.
Let's
oh,
go.
By the way, everybody loves Will.
Will it float?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know who thinks that stuff up, but I'm like, jeez.
Things we've learned.
Number 5.
That a handshake is actually legally binding in some of our counties, and I have no idea now how I'm going to run a goat farm.
You're under contract.
Things happen so fast.
Number four,
Hank FM koozies are now considered legal forms of currency in Palo Pinto County.
Beats crypto.
Number three,
that the proverb does ring true. A shake of the hand is worth one call to the manager. That may be in Psalms.
Number two,
in a world of differences, it is jorts that unites us all.
Yes, your jorts.
And then finally, number one thing that we have learned during the 2025 Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour, which comes to Glen Rose this Friday.
Number 1.
Actually, something we already knew. Y'all guys are the coolest people in the room. And I better book a much bigger venue for the wedding. Ladies and gentlemen, to the writing staff who we never let out.
Waking up the Westoplex, it's KB and Heather Lee.